My wife and I got a new water filter, and I am loving the water. It is incredible. I'm so hydrated right now, loving life. It's been good. It's got me thinking about my grandmother when I was a little guy. My grandmother's gone now, but when I was a little guy, we used to go down to her house. She lived out in the country up in North Georgia. It was so fun to go over there. I said it was fun. It felt like we were being dragged over there every Sunday afternoon. We'd go to church, then we'd go over to one of my grandparents' house for Sunday dinner. It was, you know, a lot of hugging and cousins and all kind of fun stuff going on. But it felt like, you know, we had to sit still for a few minutes. And then we got to go out in the yard and we played ball and all kind of stuff. And we get hot. And my grandmother had a well. There was there was none of this, you know, refrigerators back in the day with the, you put your glass under there with the water filter. That wasn't happening. She had a real well, and she would lower, we had a rope on the well. I mean, you can Google this and see this kind of stuff, you know, used to exist. I know most of y'all are younger than I am. And you're like, what are you talking about, dude? And you'd lower that bucket down on that rope and pull it up. The water was incredible. It was coming from such a good source. It was amazing. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Welcome to Chasing Greatness. This is a podcast where we're trying to help you, one of the things, win at life. And this is really about our words, what's coming out of our mouths. And I was thinking about this pure water we've been drinking. I was thinking about that pure water that was coming out of that well at my grandmother's house. The source is really important, and I want to give us today I'm going to give you a Bible verse. I usually do this on Sundays, but I was reading the Bible today, and I came across this verse. It started thinking about the water, the source, all this kind of stuff, and what kind of words are coming out of your mouth that are affecting the people around you? Here's what the Bible says in Matthew 12. Jesus is having a conversation, and he made this statement. He's the one who said this. I think this is so good. He says, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. In other words, what's in your heart is going to come out. If you've got good stuff in your heart, good stuff's coming out. If you got bad stuff in your heart, bad stuff's coming out. And I don't want to tell you how to talk, but your words really do matter to the people around you. They told me when I was a kid, you know, the whole sticks and stones, don't worry about what everybody says. Sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never hurt you. That's total crock. Words, the Bible actually says words kill. They will kill you. And how many of us are affected deeply by the words of somebody else? They've shamed us. Maybe they've blamed us. You've had people you've been in conflict with. It, by the way, if you get on Twitter, you can feel what I'm talking about real quick. People will bust you up there, and it's so divisive, and they just spewing hate. It's just crazy if you ask me. But how about you? How are your words today? What's in your heart? The Bible says, for a reason, above all else, guard your heart. That's where your life comes from. And life comes out in your words when you have life in your source. At my grandmother's house, had there been dirt in the bottom of that well, dirt would have come up when we you know, cranked the rope and it came up. There would have been dirt, dirty water even. Who would have been gathered around for that? You know, we're out there sweating, we're playing ball, we're throwing the football and hanging out and having fun with all our cousins. You want some good cold water at that moment. And if you're thirsty right now, you want to get around somebody who's going to put life-giving words into you, somebody who has a pure source. They're not, I mean, there's no, it's not diluted. It's not polluted. There's no shame. There's no blame. There's love. There's acceptance. There's encouragement. There's positivity. Those words are so powerful. And you have the opportunity for all the people around you today to speak life into them. Or you can drain the life out of them. Ultimately, you're not going to, I mean, people don't die with words, but really, don't they? I mean, they really do. I mean, they just chip away. We live our whole lives feeling condemned, feeling unaccepted. And if we're not careful, we can really allow somebody's words to hurt us. But today, we're on the giving end. I mean, we're chasing greatness here. Let's use words, our words, to invest in people, to encourage people, to help people. But here's the warning. You'll never be able to do that in a positive way, in a meaningful way, in an authentic way, unless you have good, positive words in you. You have to have words that are filled with truth, filled with love, filled with appreciation, encouragement, all those kind of things. And so I just ask you today, how's your heart? Out of your heart, your words are going to come. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak. Whatever's in your heart is coming out. If you want to have great words in your heart, you put great stuff in your heart. If you want great stuff coming out, great stuff's got to be in. It's up to you. I'm just going to tell you, though, your words matter way more maybe than you think they do. Let's use our words today to build somebody else and help somebody else chase greatness today. Just remind people there's greatness. There's greatness in you. I want to remind you right now. I'll speak it here. There's greatness in you. Let's let it out. Let's make sure that you keep doing the right thing, putting the right stuff in so you can speak those words that are going to help people get to where they need to get. You really do have a chance to help somebody win today. Your words are going to be one of the most impactful things that you're going to carry with you throughout your day. Help somebody today win by sharing this episode with them, and let's continue to encourage one another to chase greatness. All right, love you guys.